Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Water is one of our state's most abundant natural resources, and making sure that water is clean is an important selling point when our economic developers are recruiting new business. And our next guest is part of that equation. His local utility is currently gaining national recognition for its involvement in the Savannah River Clean Water Fund, where five utilities in South Carolina and Georgia are pooling their resources to protect their large watershed. Ed Saxon is the general manager at the Beaufort Jasper Water and Sewer Authority, based in Beaufort, and today he's in our studio. Ed, welcome.
Thanks for having us today, Mike.
So first of all, tell us about your utility.
The Beaufort Jasper Water and Sewer Authority is a two-county regional supplier of water and sewer services to the citizens of Beaufort and Jasper County. We've been in business since the 60s. For the past 20 years, we have been growing like crazy. We have about 60,000 water customers, serve about 180,000 people.
Tell us about the Savannah River Clean Water Fund.
The Clean Water Fund was formed about a year and a half ago when a group of utilities working with the conservation groups and the Nature Conservancy and some other folks decided the best way to protect our watershed is to pool our resources so we can start using some science to identify large parcels in the lower Savannah Bay Basin that if we could protect a development through conservation easements or through best land management practices, it will help preserve the water quality in the river.
What are the challenges to clean water these days?
Well, we have the studies to prove that, you know, if you protect your watershed, you can save treatment costs and you avoid having to build expensive process units needed to treat water that's got a lot of nutrients and other type substances in it. When you set these conservation easements up, you actually avoid having to do that in the future. For instance, our utility spends about $1 million a year and a chemical cost as we treat the water. You know, we're heavily regulated, so it's always got to be at a certain quality. And so if we protect the watershed, then it lessens our need for those chemicals.
What are the pollutants that you need to worry about?
It's mostly nutrients, and also as things are developed, you have more hard, impervious surfaces that allows for water to run off real quick into the river or to the adjacent stream. If there are substances on that concrete or whatever, it gets into the water system real fast, and then you'll have to react to it. When we have the forests act as natural filtration units, they absorb a lot of the water when these heavy rain events occur. Plus, they have a natural filtration system which captures a lot of these nutrients. And then what it does, it actually uses those nutrients to make the forest even healthier.
And so is that what these conservation easements accomplish, is to keep the natural buffers between development and the water source?
Yes, that's exactly right, Mike. And we do it in a way that it allows some benefit to both the landowner so that they're able to get to continually use their land. A lot of these are parcels that are being farmed, and the easements allow them to continue that work. It's just they need to be done in a certain way, establish some buffers around the land to, again, to protect the waterway. The utilities that we have involved are the two utilities up around Augusta, Columbia County, and then Savannah, City of Savannah on the Georgia side, and then the City of North Augusta and Beaufort Jasper on the South Carolina side. And like I say, we're combining our resources, about $1 million a year over the next 3 years to place large parcels into these conservation easements. This is an ideal partnership between the conservation groups. There's a lot of funding available, and what happens is we're going to leverage our funds with funds from the State Conservation Bank, Federal Conservation Bank, and then the environmental groups that promote and fund conservation.
And the owners that put these properties into these conservation easements, they receive a tax credit.
Correct. Yeah, we'll pay them for the easement, and then in addition to that, they get to write that off. We're close to executing our first big deal. It's about a 1,900-acre tract just south of Augusta. We're really excited about it. A utility in South Carolina spending dollars to protect this land in Georgia sounds kind of funny, but our two states have worked great together in protecting our lower watershed from Augusta on down to the ocean.
And I understand that you were able to speak to a national audience about this topic.
Right. We've gotten a lot of attention with this project because it's kind of unique. First of its kind, where there's been a bi-state group of utilities working together for this type of effort. I've been able to speak at the Utility Management Conference in February and actually had the board of directors for the largest water and wastewater association in the country in Savannah that asked us to come speak about that project as well. And we're gaining traction here. We're very excited.
Well, Ed, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Hey, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you, Mike.
Ed Saxon is the general manager of the Beaufort Jasper Water and Sewer Authority. We will have a link to his utility posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.